Jacqueline Suzanne's Shadow of the Dolls by Ray Lawrence. Copyright 2001 by Ray Lawrence and Tiger LLC. Read by Melanie Eubank. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Prologue, 1987. Whatever happened to Ann Wells? People used to ask. It was a parlor game played at parties, after the dishes were cleared and the fresh bottle of vodka came out, after everyone had drunk too much, but no one wanted to go home yet. Whatever happened to that sitcom star who got arrested for carrying the gun onto the airplane? Whatever happened to that rock and roll singer who married the swimsuit model? Whatever happened to that talk show host, that child actress, that overweight comedian? And whatever happened to Ann Wells? No one ever had to ask what happened to Neely O'Hara. Everyone knew. She was still in the tabloids at least once a month. The pictures were always the same. Neely caught off guard, looking grim and puffy in her signature oversized dark blue sunglasses, wearing a $1,000 designer version of a sweatshirt and track pants, her hair tucked up into a baseball cap, her hands covered with jewelry. The headline screamed from supermarket checkout stands. Neely O'Hara hires live-in psychic after third marriage fails. Neely and Liz make bizarre rehab pact. Neely O'Hara threatens suicide after record company lawsuit. Neely O'Hara's comeback diet. But whatever happened to Ann Wells? Women recalled her Jillian Girl commercials almost word for word. They could recite the names of the products they had bought because of her. Candlelight beige lipstick, summer song perfume, Forever Roses nail polish. What the men remembered was something else. A beautiful girl dancing across the television screen, her long hair streaming out behind her. Sometimes she wore an evening gown and swirled to an old Cole Porter tune. Sometimes she wore a little white bikini and kept the beat of a current.